3, 2, 1.
All right, let's do this. Get set.
Headed for the open door.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a run we did. It's Chris Uzinski. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. Still a little illing, and in the studio, Kelly is not in today with us. Running Flat Radio, if you're unfamiliar with us, we are a show all about, believe it or not, endurance sports, mostly running. And it's going to be a really neat show. We've got a whole bunch of really cool shows coming up over the next couple months. Within the next couple weeks, we have Christopher McDougall, the author of Born to Run, is on with us. And he is just did a movie deal. Matthew McConaughey just signed as the lead character for the movie. And he has a new book coming out in April. So he should be on, I think, next week. And also next week, we have a special guest, 81-year-old Ann Garnett, believe it or not, holds the new record for the half marathon that she ran in California this last weekend at 2 hours and 23 seconds. An awesome time for anyone, never mind an 81-year-old who started running in her 70s. She's on next week talking about the beauty of running and how you can do it at any age, and I can't wait to have her on. So Running Flat is also an organization that puts on running events, and we have many events that we produce over the year. And one of the big ones that right now that most of the folks are talking about is Le Chocolat, which is May 3rd. It's our Mother's Day primer. And as events go, it's the largest run in Southern Ontario, this side of the Mississauga Marathon. And the largest race. One of the really cool things about Le Chocolat, and there's lots of really interesting things about this event and why people from all over North America fly to Windsor to race this, is there's a half marathon, there's a 10K and a 5K. The 10K this year and next year are the national championships, all age group championships for the country. So people will be racing from all over Canada. They'll be coming to Windsor to race in this 10K along Riverside Drive, this gorgeous course with the Detroit River Vista, and hopefully winning their age group and being dubbed the champion of, you know, their age group. So that's going to be really cool to see here in Windsor. Our guest today on the air with us is Mary Brannigan, a dear friend of mine, who you know, Mayor, let's just adjust your mic.
Okay. Thanks.
You know, years ago when we were doing the 100-kilometer races, the only way that I could finish or even attempt to finish a 100-kilometer race was because of you. And it wasn't a secret. Everyone knew that Mary with tape and
sometimes my table.
And sometimes your table were able to kind of, you know, fix all the pains that ailed us. And Mary Brannigan practices at the Loring Physiotherapy.
Yep.
And you are a registered physiotherapist.
Yep.
And you're also a fellow
of the Canadian Academy of Manipulative Physiotherapists.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting that out. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on was we have a series going on over the next couple of months of medical practitioners and experts where we actually talk about specific issues. So Dr. Tarhuni will come on in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk about cardio, and we're going to talk about cardiac arrest and issues and dealing with cardiac issues early on in the process, and, you know, and dealing with it as a runner, because as runners who are elite runners or folks who are extremely fit, it's a completely different ball game than, you know, going to a hospital and doing a stress test where there's there's no effect. You can barely break a sweat.
Yep.
on the equipment in the hospital. So, you know, he's going to be on. I know we have some respirologists coming on talking about running with asthma. And you know, no secret that I have asthma.
Right.
So everyone who knows me knows I have it. So, and that's kind of why I'm struggling right now is because of the asthma. And so I apologize for that. But really, you know, we should talk about the issues of the physiology and running and what new runners can expect and looking at all those injuries that do occur, because injuries do occur with new runners. And I think it's important to talk about those.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is that exercise is better than no exercise, like hands down. And so it's not that we want you to not exercise, but what I find is that some people sometimes get a little too rambunctious with, or a little too enthusiastic, or they bite off a little bit more than they can chew. And so they set these maybe lofty goals that their bodies can't physiologically attain in the time limit that they want to. So, you know, for instance, I'll help out in a Learn to Run group, and I'll see these people, and then a couple months later, I'll see them in a marathon or half marathon group. This was a couple years ago. There's a lot less of that now. But, you know, you'll see people that are maybe running for a year, and then they're trying to tackle a race that's a little bit too long for them, whereas they should stick to some 5Ks for a while, and then maybe venture into some successful 10Ks, and then move on successfully. So you can end up injuring yourself if you are not physically prepared to do it, if you don't have the strength.
But there's got to be a mix, because the understanding is, as a runner, the majority of it's mental. Right? The majority of it, when you're doing endurance events and long distance events.
Yeah, you can
like
push
marathon,
yourself, and you'll still get injured.
But correct. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we will. Because the majority of it is mental in just getting started. It's about the
getting
attitude.
Getting started, for sure.
It's the attitude of, I'm going to go out, I'm going to get this, I'm going to do this. This is my year, this is my day, this is my race.
Yep.
And this is my goal. And convincing yourself that there's nothing between here and there that's going to stop you, including injury.
Right. And so I think people need to be better prepared or better educated, right? So the nice thing about running is that anyone can just go out and start running.
Yeah.
But you would be wise to just look into or seek professional help, checking out whether or not you have any deficiencies in your mechanics or in your strength. And so a formal or an informal running group would be great, because, you know, there are people that talk to informal running groups as well, right? And, you know, you can see some stuff online, but I really caution people to be discriminating about what's online. Maybe check it out. Bring it to someone that you trust, a professional, because there's a lot of stuff online that's not great that you can kind of hurt yourself doing, right?
Hold that thought.
Yeah,
we're just going to take a break. You've been listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Poisonous snake bite. First, get out of the range of the snakes so you don't get bitten again. Then cover the bite lightly and leave it alone. If you
Why take the time to get the works at your Ford store?
Try to keep your pulse at 125, 125 to her, 125, 120. Who give me 120? Who give me who give me 115?
Well, it's an oil change, tire rotation, and up to 83-point inspection for $69.99. And unlike other garages, it'll be done by a Ford-trained technician, so they'll take the time to do it right.
Cover the person with a blanket and make sure they're not cold!
Because important things shouldn't be rushed. So when it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown.
Taxes extra, gotta go to your Ford store for the details.
Tim Hortons Roll Up the Rim to Win is back. And with 48 million prizes, like new cars, LG OLED TVs, Visa prepaid cards, Tim cards, and millions of coffee and food prizes, every Canadian has a chance to win. That means you, your siblings, your parents, your aunts, uncles, that buddy your kids call uncle. So yeah, basically everyone who's even remotely related to you could win. With 48 million prizes, all of us could win. With Roll Up the Rim. No purchase necessary. Approximate odds at outset are 1 in 6. Game ends April 17th or while contest cups last. See rules and restaurant.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of minus 9. Tomorrow, up to 4 centimeters of snow, a high of minus 1. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy, a 60% chance of flurries, a low of minus 12. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, 60% chance of flurries, a high of minus 9. Once again, partly cloudy tonight, a low of minus 9.
The Lynn Martin Show. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
On Wednesday's show, with Valentine's Day coming up, some of us are asking, why am I still single? And am I dating the right person? We'll find out all kinds of dating behavior types and what we are doing right and wrong next time between 9 and noon.
The Lynn Martin Show. Weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800.
There's
there's traffic.
Bad traffic makes me late for work.
There's weather.
Bad weather ruins my vacations.
Information for life. AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Keep fit.
Keep active.
Keep running. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW. Mary Brannigan joins us. Mary, let's talk about what you see on a daily basis in your practice. What kind of injuries are you seeing from runners, from folks in the endurance field?
Well, the area of injury can be anywhere from plantar fasciitis or Achilles tendonitis or, you know, tendonitis in the knee or hip injuries. But there's a difference between the area of pain and the cause of the area. And
right. There's the symptoms.
Yeah.
Like
and
my knee hurts.
Yeah.
Or my back hurts. Or
that's right.
With me, everything hurts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So how do you diagnose that backwards?
So you need a practitioner that knows your mechanics, right? That knows the mechanics. So an inexperienced practitioner will look at a plantar fasciitis and treat the plantar fascia. Okay, stretch it, ice it, and, you know, stay off it for a little bit, get a stocking. So that's not getting rid of the cause of the problem. That's not even figuring out why there's a problem. And a lot of the people that will say, oh, well, you ran too far. And I would say, well, my other foot ran just as far. Why is that not a problem, right?
Before I saw you, I used to have really bad IT issues,
mm-hmm.
right? The IT band, inevitably, probably around mile, I think at that time it was like mile 12 or mile 13,
yeah.
would really start to aggravate. And I remember seeing a practitioner, I won't name names or what they were, and I'd say, you know what, like mile 12, mile 13, it pops, and you know, and I'm toast. He goes, just run 11.
Yeah, come on. That guy wasn't a runner, right?
What do you mean just run 11?
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't make any sense, right?
No, it doesn't.
So if I get someone with plantar fasciitis, let's say, I obviously treat that issue, but we have to figure out the mechanical. There's always a mechanical cause for the issue. And so you just trace it up. So you test the kind of joint play in the foot and see if the foot is stuck. And, oh, maybe the foot is stuck. Or there maybe the muscle tone is pulling the foot into a weird position because they have a back problem or a muscle imbalance. So it's kind of fun because everyone's a different puzzle. It's fun for us to figure out. And it's always not difficult for us to figure it out.
The puzzles.
Yeah. But we have to give people an exercise program designed to correct their deficiencies. So it's always easy for us to tell them what to do. It's difficult for them to follow it sometimes in terms of not that the exercises are difficult to understand. It's to get motivated to do it. And some of them are finicky little boring exercises that they go, well, can I do an exercise? And you're like, I just gave you one. You need to do that, right?
Right.
And so they have to be motivated enough to do that in addition to their training.
So let's talk about specific issues.
Yeah.
I'm a new runner.
Uh-huh.
And they're starting to see some various pains, whether it's a pain in the knee, a pain in maybe the foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's talk about what is pain.
Yeah.
What are tolerable pain levels?
What's acceptable and what's not?
And
also,
what's an issue? And what like this is where you need professional help is because you're having this pain.
Right. I would say muscle pain. You're okay. You should expect that, right? Because you're using it's.
Right.
My arm was killing me after shoveling for 6 hours Monday, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to that. So expect some muscle pain. Joint pain, I'm less happy with, right?
But there's age.
No age, schmage. No. Look at Eddie Whitlock, right?
I know. Yeah,
there you
I
go.
Know.
Yeah. So if you are first of all, so you're taking your example of the beginning runner. So.
Yep.
There is frequency, there is intensity, and there is duration. And you should probably just change one of those variables at once. So there's the program of running. Like, that's not how you run or how strong you are. If I am starting out running and I go run as fast as I can up the hill an hour longer than I normally do, I'd be surprised if I wasn't injured after
right.
that, right? So be smart and, you know, change one variable at a time. And they usually say increase it by, you know, maybe 10% difficulty per week, slower if you've got an issue or if you're not very strong. So in terms of the strengthening issues and that kind of thing. Like if you are checked out, you know, we usually show people exercises and in the Learn to Run groups.
Yeah.
So I'll have people stand up, and if it's a small enough group, I can just kind of eyeball and, okay, you need to do this exercise, you need to do this one. And the exercises that they're not good at, you know, if you have a good quick mechanical eye, you can see your hip is dropping on that, your glutes are weak on that side. So you need to do this exercise and this exercise, that kind of thing. So people have to put time into their exercise program to do that. So if you're having joint pain, then it's probably that your mechanics are falling apart somewhere. Muscle pain, it could be that, yeah, that's a normal, you know, thing to expect when you're starting a program.
But any program, there's always a degree of stress,
yeah,
and recovery.
Yeah.
And stress and recovery and stress and recovery.
Right.
And that's what we do, right? It's about stressing, you know, specific muscles. And then, you know, there's some pain or some discomfort, right, from that, you know, from an extra long run.
Yep.
And then there's a recovery period.
Right.
And what people need to understand is that that's part of the normal process of what you do when you're running or working out.
Yeah. But think back to when, you know, you're training for a marathon and I used to push my mileage. My long runs would be just 2 miles farther than the previous one was 2 weeks earlier, right? I would go up, down. And the last 2 miles, I would just feel more soft tissue achy. My joints didn't hurt me. If you've got good form and decent strength, but you're just pushing your endurance a little bit, then you shouldn't really feel joint pain. And so I distinguish early runners. I don't want your knees to hurt. I don't want your feet to hurt. You know, I don't want your hip joints to hurt. But the muscles, yeah, that's okay. And it should go away within a couple of days, right? Clean your legs out. Go for a nice, easy cycle. Do some cross training. Get a massage. You know, loosen up after that. And if that's not gone, then I don't think you have a major problem. But you're just not strong enough, or you don't have enough endurance to run the distance or the pace that you ran the last time you ran. You need better training.
Right.
Yeah.
Conditioning.
Yeah.
So let's just go back to the list of injuries and what they are. So a new runner can say, hey, this is what I have, or this is not what I have. And,
sure.
And so people are aware of what's plantar.
What's what?
Plantar fasciitis.
Oh, plantar fasciitis. Okay, so there's this really tough connective tissue that attaches from your heel bone, and it sends slips up basically to your toes. And it helps maintain the strength of your arch. And so itis just means inflammation. And so an inflammation of the plantar fascia. And it is typically, you wake up in the morning and the first couple steps just really kill your heel. Now there's a gajillion causes for it. So if you, you know, look on the Runner's World website or you look online, they'll say, oh,
wear the socks,
stretch out your Achilles. And yeah, and I mean, it could be that, but it's very often, you know, runners out there that have been injured before, just, does this sound familiar? And I took off time and I got ultrasound and I got laser and I got shockwave, and then I started running again and it came back again. Well, then you didn't get rid of the cause of the problem. You were just focused on treating the symptoms.
Right.
So there's something up your mechanical chain that is messing up the mechanics of your foot that you haven't dealt with yet. So I'm not saying don't do all of that, like, you know, and choose one thing at a time to see if it works on your heel, right? So you have to treat the heel, but you have to figure out the cause.
Okay. So what else is IT band? You see a lot of that in the practice.
Yeah, we see. And so IT band is a really, again, it's a connective tissue. It's fascia that runs down the outside of your thigh, and it attaches to muscles at the top of your hip. And then, you know, those muscles are connected to the fascia going up your back, but it attaches to the side of the knee, the outside of the knee. And every time you bend your knee, if there's a little imbalance, you know, if like a little marionette and some of the strings on the outside are pulling a little tightly, then you'll get a friction syndrome there, and it can feel like a knife cutting into the side there.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Oh, you've had, yes, it does. You do know that. Yeah. And so, yes, you absolutely have to treat that. But, you know, people say, oh, I need to stretch out my IT band. No, you don't need to stretch out your IT band because it's not supposed to stretch, but you need a better balance of the mobility of your hip and maybe a better core and better positioning when you're landing and in the recovery. So you just need better mechanics of your hip and your core all the way down so that it's not affecting your knee in such a way that your mechanics are bad when you land.
Those are probably the two biggest, I would think, running injuries, like symptom injuries.
Achilles tendonitis we get a lot. And sometimes you'll get them on people that have sprained their ankles a lot, and their ankle is really wonky, and so it's kind of, you know, when you land, your foot has a whole bunch of bones in it, and it needs to go into a loose bag of bones position as you land, and then the bones roll over each other into a rigid lever position to push off. And I see some people where their foot is stuck in that rigid lever position.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so it can't kind of absorb the shock properly,
right.
And the Achilles is trying to yank on a bone that is stuck. So it can create a little tug of war through the Achilles, and so that becomes inflamed. Yeah.
So what I do want to, in the next segment, I really want to talk to you about, how do you find the right practitioner? No matter, because we have folks who listen in Southern California, in BC.
Yeah.
How do they find that right person that's going to be able to help them? You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. I'm not the kind of lights to tell you.
Favorite shows on AM 800, but aren't always around a radio to hear them. Don't miss them. Listen through our live stream at am800cklw.com.
Are you looking forward to spring?
Join the A-Team this weekend at the Windsor Essex Home Builders Association Home Show.
It's the premier home show.
Featuring all the right people and local companies to help you dream and design.
Building or renovating, get fabulous ideas and inspiration for all the possibilities for your home.
The Windsor Essex Home Builders Association Home Show, February 13th through the 15th at the Chicharro Club.
For more information, visit homeshowwindsor.com.
Power failure.
Political turbulence.
The state of our economy. When you want to know what's going on, the first place you turn to for immediate news updates is AM 800. When news happens, AM 800 is there, bringing you immediate updates so you can stay informed about what's going on in your community. For breaking news, direct to your email. Visit am800cklw.com and register for breaking news alerts. News happens 24/7. Register for breaking news alerts at am800cklw.com and stay connected.
Three
different items.
One common bond. Your goal, to discover their shared connection and score a sweet prize. Tune into the Noon Report on AM 800 to play the Tri-Bond Contest. Arms will name three random things, like a fabric store, a door lock, and a lightning store. All you have to do is call in and tell him they all have bolts, and you win. It's that easy. Visit am800cklw.com to check out the weekly prizes. The Tri-Bond Contest, 12:45 on the Noon Report, only on AM 800.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul Pedro.
A drug bust on the 401 in Chatham has resulted in two people being charged, 35-year-old Jacob Fuhrer of no fixed address and 31-year-old Heather Haggett of Calgary were arrested yesterday morning after their vehicle was stopped for speeding. Officers believe they found heroin in the car. Police in Chatham-Kent are looking for a vehicle after an OPP cruiser rolled over. The cruiser was traveling on Park Street last night when officers spotted an oncoming speeding vehicle. The officer began a pursuit to try and pull it over. Moments later, the officer's vehicle left the road and rolled several times into a nearby field. And the name of the pedestrian who was killed in Tecumseh has been revealed. 75-year-old Roger Bauer was hit by a pickup truck around 7 last night while crossing the 6400 block of Walker Road to retrieve his mail. No charges will be laid. AM 800 Sports, the Leafs are home to the Rangers tonight. The Habs are hosting the Flyers tonight. Both those games are about to get underway. The Junior C Hockey Playoffs continue tonight with Wheatley home to Amherstburg. That game is an 8 o'clock start. Lakeshore is also home to Dresden tonight, and Lakeshore is up 2-1 in the first period there. From the AM 800 Weather Center, tonight partly cloudy, a low of minus 9. Tomorrow, up to 4 centimeters of snow, a high of minus 1. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy, 60% chance of flurries, and a low of minus 12. Right now in Windsor Essex, minus 9 Celsius, that is 16 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
Helping you achieve your personal best.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski in studio. Kelly Steele is on vacation. And Mary Brannigan joins us. Mary is my physiotherapist. but an absolutely amazing physiotherapist with an incredible reputation here in Southern Ontario. And I know you've worked with some Olympic gold athletes and other elite athletes. And you are, like, I started the show saying you were the reason why I could run the 100K that I used to run in the ultramarathon that we did at the World Alzheimer's Day Run for, well, which is now the Run for Heroes Marathon, but used to be, we used to
that
call it
fun.
The Forgetful Death March at one point in time. A number of us used to call it that, but.
And I felt like a slacker for only running 24 miles and rollerblading the rest. The only time you can run 24 miles and feel like a slacker.
Oh, what an incredible event that was. Great memories.
Yeah.
So let's go back to that. I'm a new runner. There's an injury occurring. How do I find that right practitioner who's going to kind of help me through, you know, looking at my form, my balance, and really make those constructive recommendations, not just say, here's your script for ice it,
and so
ibuprofen it.
And when indeed to go, whether or not to know if this is normal or not. So the first thing I was trying to say was, if it's just muscle soreness because you're training, you know, that's okay. If it doesn't go away in a couple of days, and especially if it's a couple of your down days or your cross training days where you're taking it easy, then that's something to consider. If it's joint pain, then I would be worried that you have a mechanical dysfunction. If the pain kind of showed up for no reason at all, you know, and you can't, it's not going to go away, people. So, you know, I get people all the time that say, oh, I don't know, I just thought the pain was going to go away. Well, it's not going to go away on its own, and rest isn't going to help it go away. Yeah, it'll go away, but it'll come back when you start running again, okay? So you need someone that has a really good eye for orthopedics. You can check their credentials, and, you know, a lot of people, like our FCAMP physiotherapists all across Canada have a website. So I gave your brother the name of someone who's in Milton.
Okay.
So, and it has everyone's really good credentials, and you can check. So I have on mine listed marathon runner, and I have an interest in treating, you know, sports injuries, that kind of thing. So you can look up, and I think probably in the States, there's probably the equivalent. I'm not quite sure what it is, but you could check with, like, the, you know, College of Physiotherapists in the States. And then I'm also a marathon runner, so I've got that ability to kind of get in the head of a marathon runner, but also know the mechanics and know what it is that, you know, how badly you guys want to run and what deals with it. I'm not stupid. I used to be a little stupid. I've taken myself out of a few races because of, no, I think I can do it, but no, I can't, right? So it's not essential to have a runner as your therapist. You know, if you have someone who's really good at figuring out orthopedics and mechanics, whether they're a physio or a chiro, or, you know, there are great massage therapists out there that go, you know what, this is something beyond me, you need to go see someone else. Word of mouth is really good, because there are a lot of runners out there that know, you know, in the community, you know what, I saw so-and-so and they really helped me with my issue, right? So you can always try that. But the idea, when you go to see that practitioner,
right,
they need to put their hands on you and assess you. They need to take a good subjective history about, you know, well, when do you feel it and at what point? And, you know, figure out a little bit about the subjective history so they can piece together.
So what's the barrier, you think, to people getting treatment? these new runners who
a lot of people don't recognize there's a problem. Well, I don't know. I was running. I thought I should have pain, right? Running in pain is not fun, and you're not going to run for very many years if you're in pain. Like, how many people quit running because they're in pain, right?
My knees hurt.
Yeah.
Or my ankles hurt.
Right. So there are people with structural problems, like not necessarily problems, but they're just built differently. And some people aren't built to run very far, right? And some people have functional problems where their knees land crooked, but that's something that we can change because they have weak hips. So they work on the strengthening and they're okay. You need a practitioner to tell you whether or not you're some of those people, right? You know, nope, you have a structural problem. So I'd stick to running for fitness, you know, a few days a week. You shouldn't be a marathon runner because you're only going to have a finite number of miles on those joints.
Right.
But you, yep, you're built to. You could go along and do it, but you have these strength deficiencies and you need to, you know, do this exercise and this, so you get stronger so that your body can withstand the mileage you want to put on it.
The big lesson here is that you have to get out. Get off the couch.
Yeah.
No matter who you are.
Absolutely.
Right. Like, we're not trying to scare anybody by saying you're going to get injured.
And that. I want people to exercise. And even as a marathon runner and as a physio, when there are people out there that I think, yeah, this guy is training a little farther than he should, I'll always say, if your head needs to run a few miles, get out and run a few miles. But please pay attention to your form. And when you feel like you're falling apart, just stop and walk until you can gather it up again. Just run enough for your brain and for your happiness and cross train for your fitness otherwise until you're strong enough to run the distance that you want.
So your clients, yep, or the clients in the industry, there must be peaks and valleys throughout the seasons depending on,
yep,
you know, the training for spring marathon, fall marathon,
yeah,
winter injuries, slipping on ice. I mean, like all those.
Yeah, or even running on ice changes. You know, you have to run more upright and you're using your hamstrings more so you don't slip and you can't push off, right?
Right.
So, yeah. And by and large, it's seasoned runners are very good with their mileage. And if they miss a long run, they're not going to try and pick it up, you know, whereas the new marathon or half marathon runners, they feel guilty because they didn't finish their long run. So they want to double up on their long run. Like that's kind of foolish stuff. So taking that out of into account, it's putting in the time to do your strengthening exercises in addition to your training. So I was telling you a little off air, I can have someone stand on one leg and see that they're just falling apart mechanically because their glutes and their core aren't strong enough to hold
right.
them up, right? So, you know, someone that is doing that shouldn't go out training for a half marathon or a marathon if they're not strong enough to withstand, you know, several times their body weight pounding, because it's just going to mess up their mechanics and they're asking for an injury. But I'll explain that to someone. And I mean, it's obviously their choice, right? And like I said, I get people that come a few weeks before the marathon when they've just peaked at their training and they're starting their taper and they're just falling apart. And, you know, I'll look at them and they're really weak. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, oh man, you should have come to see me last year, but I'll help you through it, right? Because that's a huge goal and I want you to be able to do it. It'll be ugly and you should probably change your goal from hitting a specific time to I'm going to slow down a bit. I'm going to enjoy it. Yeah, be realistic. And next year, start just hammering your strength training, right? You know, and a lot of people I'll say, like you wouldn't go out running with one running shoe on, but you're going out with one glute right now because your other one is basically non-functional.
Right, it's not firing at all.
That's right.
So shoes play a big factor in this. I know, you know, we've had Gary and Joe on in the show in the past. I mean, shoes in the mechanics of things?
I think people tend to blame shoes more than shoes. You know, the one situation I can think of is if there's someone really, you know, big and heavy and or they have like a completely unstable foot and they want to run in a minimalist shoe, you know, then
right,
maybe then maybe the shoe has a factor, right? But shoes are pretty good these days. And by far, it's more the people have weakness and their mechanics are falling apart functionally just because they don't have enough endurance or strength in their muscles to keep them running properly. It's less the shoe than it is the person.
And how much of it is actual functional, like stretching?
I'm not a big fan of stretching. You need enough mobility in the soft tissues to allow your joints to move properly. So if you want to do that by dynamic warm-up or by releasing your muscles or just by, you know, running the first few miles easy and then just doing a little wiggling around, you know, then that's fine to do. I think it's fairly commonly known. Don't stretch before. If you've lost a lot of your extensibility afterwards, then you can, you know, I still don't necessarily stretch. I'll release my muscles. I'll wiggle around. I'll, you know, go for a swim. I'll get on my bike and spin a little bit to loosen up and regain the range that you may have lost from your muscles tightening up during the run through those hours that you're running.
And how much is about cross training, not being just a single mono sport type activity personality?
Yeah.
Because we know lots of people who are just runners who only run and that's all they do, and they overtrain and they do that, and it's on the same course every time. It doesn't change. And how much of that is just, it's so much the same every single day.
Yeah. I mean, there are some people that are really successful at that, but I think it would probably, you'd be wise to, you know, take some time off, you know, on your down days, then go rollerblade or go, you know, get on a bike and spin for a little bit, right?
Right.
So, your tendons need a little bit of a break sometimes. And, you know, it's good for fitness that if you just run, you need to do a little bit of strengthening, but you want a specificity of strength. If you're just going to be a runner, then you would need different strength training or motor control work than someone that loves to do CrossFit, loves to work out in the gym, loves to do aerobics and wants to run, you know, 3K or 5K a few times a week for fitness, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you think about the area of your body that you want to work out and how do I use my muscles when I run? And so you need to try and mimic your strength training or your motor control work needs to mimic the needs of running if you just want to get strong for running.
That's right.
Right? But I do think cross training and strength training is very important, especially if you're hitting the half marathon, marathon, ultra marathon, triathlon distances for sure.
And by the way, if you are an ultra marathoner, the majority of everything you're doing in your life is just running, by the way.
Yeah, no,
you know,
kidding.
That's just the way it is.
And save some time for psychiatry appointments.
Well, that is the psychiatry appointments, isn't it?
Okay. I think you guys are crazy.
It's now that time of the week where we actually do the song of the week. And this week's song of the week is a brand new song from Joy Wave, Somebody New on Running Flat Radio.
you're fixing up the clunker,
selling off the gem in the garage,
or you're just an automobile enthusiast, stay on the inside track on what leading experts have to say on all things automobile related. From the classics all the way to glimpses of what's driving our way. Auto World. Talk radio switched into first gear. Full speed ahead. Unbiased, nostalgic, smart, even a little bit funny. Welcome to Auto World with Bob Long, the world's premier automobile show. Sunday afternoons at 2 on AM 800.
The Toronto 2015 Games are coming, and you're ready. Are you an elite athlete? No. You're a student, a cook, maybe a grade 3 teacher. Whatever you are, with an Esso Extra or Aeroplan card, you could be a winner. Visit getintothetoronto2015games.com for daily chances to win event tickets. Every day, there are at least 8 tickets to be won, and you can enter daily until March 30th. So get in there, you winner, you. Go online for contest details. The Esso brand is the official fuel supplier of the Toronto 2015 Pan Am and Para Pan Am Games.
The Morning Drive on AM 800.
On the next Morning Drive, Lisa is back, and I think we all would like to break the law or rules from time to time. Which ones do you break or want to break? We'll talk to you about that at 620. At 720, ladies, all of us guys want to know, what do you really want for Valentine's Day? And at 750 on the Impossible Question, a chance to win a $75 gift certificate for the City Grill.
The Morning Drive, weekday mornings 5 till 9 on AM 800.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of minus 9. Up to 4 centimeters of snow. Tomorrow, a high of minus 1. Mainly cloudy Wednesday night, a 60% chance of flurries, a low of minus 12. A mix of sun and cloud Thursday, another 60% chance of flurries, a high of minus 9. Another mix of sun and cloud Friday, and another high of minus 9. Once again, tonight, partly cloudy, a low of minus 9. Tomorrow, up to 4 centimeters of snow and a high of minus 1.
Hi, it's Pat Finelli from Pizza Pizza here with a cheesy Valentine surprise. It's the Valentine Delight Pizza, a meat and pizza in the shape of a heart with any two toppings and a free 2-for-1 Cineplex movie admission, all for only $10.99. So treat that someone special today. It'll be love at first bite. Happy Valentine's Day from Pizza Pizza.
977-1111. When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio, Chris Uzinski. And if you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, we're a show all about endurance and sports. And what we do from time to time is we take an entire show and we look at medical issues and medical conditions. You can go back on our iTunes, and there's some great shows on cardiology from Dr. Tarhuni. And we're going to get him on this year, too, because I think it's really important as we hit the whole spring marathon season that we talk about, getting your heart checked out, looking at sudden cardiac issues, and also the new technology that's out there that's really going to be able to help us. And within the next couple of years, you'll be able to do full cardiac workups on your cell phone as you're running. And we're this close to it, I swear to you. And what it'll be able to do is really help us diagnose those issues, much quicker and also on a larger scale. So, that technology is coming, cool. And we'll talk about that in a future show. Next week and the week after, we've got a whole bunch of shows coming up. Dave McGillivray from the Boston Marathon will be on in a couple weeks. I talked to Dave this week about Boston. So just before Boston, he's going to be on. We're going to talk about some new things that are happening in the race. And we've also got Christopher McDougall, the author of Born to Run. He'll be on in a couple of weeks as well, talking about Matthew McConaughey, just signed a deal to play the lead role is in that book becoming a movie in the next year. And he has a new book coming out April 15th as well on running, which is interesting. It's the biggest selling running book, I think. I just read that today. It's the biggest selling running book of all time, sold almost 1 million copies on the New York bestsellers list. Wow. Over the last 4 years.
Cool.
So that's going to be an interesting conversation. And he has such an incredible view on running and elite running, and of course running of all ages. Because in conversations, he believes that, and it's really true if you think about it. Of any sports in the world, you can be 80 and still be an elite athlete in running. Ed Whitlock being a great Absolutely. Example of that, and so with Ann Garrett, who's going to be on the show next week, who's the 81-year-old who just won that half or won her age group half marathon at 2:13:23, which is a fabulous time for a half marathon. But to do it at 81 and start running only I think a decade ago is phenomenal. So she'll be on the air talking about that as well.
You know, my second Boston, you know how they corral you before the race and you're sitting around and you meet people. I sat beside a lady who was 75 years old. It was her second marathon.
Wow.
Yeah. Boston was her second. She started with the qualifier. And I checked on her after the race. She did a 5:11 and she was 75.
Fabulous.
Phenomenal.
Absolutely
what a
fabulous.
Lady. Yeah.
And it kind of brings us kind of full circle back to our conversation that we started with. And that was that we want everybody out there running.
Absolutely.
We want everybody off the couch. We want them doing activities. And it's okay to walk. It's okay to walk.
Yes.
And we've done shows that it's okay to be last. It's okay to walk. And I know it's so hard. It's so hard for them to say, no, I won't do it. Because
yeah.
you and I have talked about this
yeah.
where the runner comes in, they're tapering, they're in pain. And they're, you know, it's okay to not make your goal.
It is, you know. I was telling you my two favorite marathons were the two that I Run for Heroes marathons. I ran with my buddy Andrew when we were both just coming off of, we were well enough to run, but we just took it easy. We stopped and took pictures for you. We were talking to this lady from Cleveland and, you know, towards the end we'd pass her, she'd pass us. We were just having a blast and, you know, she was limping towards the end and I said, Cleveland, what's going on? And she goes, I don't know, my hip is a little sore. I fixed her hip. And we kept running. It was a lot of fun. And then Mary Beth ran her first marathon the next year. And I ran it with Mare. And I had the most fun ever. And, you know, they were the two slowest marathons I've ever had. And they were the most fun I've ever had. So, you know, when you know it's not in the cards, rearrange your goals, right? You can't get a PR every single time. And take a really objective look. And you know what? Maybe I can't run as fast as I'd like this time, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to adjust my goals and I'm going to see how I feel and I'm going to really listen to my body and I'm going to have fun. And, you know, I told you I broke my foot last year and...
Yeah, this was a bit of a surprise to me. So, Le Chocolat last year...
Yeah.
You went out...
Yep.
And you broke your foot.
I broke my foot in... I ran the first mile in about 8:22. It felt good. I was taking it easy. And then I started... And you know how when you start a race, you're like, ooh, which way are we turning? Don't step on that little kid. Go. So by the time that I was listening to myself, it was through the first mile marker. And I went, my foot's not moving right. And my cuboid is a little bone in your foot. And I'm like, my cuboid's not rolling through. I think I better stop. And then crack. Right there. I broke my fourth metatarsal. So I was in a cast for a long time and I had already signed up for the Canada Day run.
The Terry Fox medal last year.
I wasn't going to miss a Terry Fox medal. I walked it. I had a blast. You know, I could have said, oh, I can't run it. I'm not going to go. I had a blast. I saw all my friends and I walked it and, you know, I was fine. And then I slowly started running after that. Right. But you have to think, you know, I don't enjoy running in pain and I want to run for as long as I can.
Right.
So I'm going to listen to my body. And if I think, well, you know what, it's not in the cards this time, you know, and I've pulled out of long marathons if I've like, you know, tripped and sprained my ankle kind of thing. But I would suggest don't sign up for too many races or don't try and run all of them as hard as you can if you already know that you've got a problem, right? Like if you aren't strong enough to do it properly, or run some hard and then run some as recovery, and don't feel bad about walking through parts. You know, you have to be realistic.
You do, and it's the one thing too about the races that we do is we always allow people to kind of bounce around within the various races.
You're
right.
Right.
So you know, we have lots of people right now who are going from the half to the 10K right now in Le Chocolat.
Yeah.
That's a natural progression where, you know, they're 3.5 months out and they're going, you know, what, where am I at? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not going to have enough training time in to do the half the way I want to get it done. I'm just going to go for the 10K or the 5K or, you know, can you switch me from a run to a walk?
Right.
That's all cool.
That's like, fine.
Yeah, like we do it all day long.
And you can walk in the run, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Just don't run in the walk.
That's
the only thing, you know. That's a whole other topic, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You don't want to be caught.
Be yanked off the course.
Yeah, you don't want to be caught running in the walk.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, and so it's okay to do that.
It
and,
is.
And it's okay to walk. And we struggle with this all the time with folks, because I think that there's some sense of anxiety that sets in, that says that, you know, I've signed up for a run.
Yeah.
And my anticipation is that I will run the full distance, full blast, you know.
And I've got to do better than I did the last time.
Right.
Yeah. People put way too much pressure on themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does running mean to you? Like as a personal note?
It's the most favorite thing that I have to do. If I have a day off, I want to go for a run. I clear my head. I don't even think of things, and just problems are solved. Things pop into my head. It's freedom. I've got to move too, right? I'm not someone that can just kind of lay around.
But so you also rollerblade. You do a number of other things
for
as
sure.
Well.
Yeah, I've got my, I call it my dorksicle.
Your dorksicle? Yeah. Well, hey, come
love
on.
That.
Come on, Meb has one of those. It's not dorky.
Meb is the reason that I got that thing, because I saw it online. Everyone looks a little goofy on it though, but it is great. The elliptical. I love it. Yeah. And I mean, I've wrecked my ankle, so I can't do speed training anymore, but I can get good cardio up on that, and I can, you know, get my cardiovascular system up with the rollerblading. So, I mean, I love to move. And if I can't, you know what? And for those times, like when I broke my foot, I was still working out. I was just doing other things.
Right.
You know? So you have to be able to do that too. And if you have to cut your mileage, I don't want you to lose your fitness. So choose something else where you can get your cardio and do some strengthening and get your exercise buzz somewhere else.
Go for a swim.
Yeah, I know. People always say, well, you can run in the pool. You know, I tell people that too.
We'll go for a swim.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, Chris.
Mary Brannigan from Loring Physiotherapy joins us this week. For this show and other shows, you can go back to iTunes and listen to the podcasts. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it'd be great. You can reach us at Running Flat. And you can always join us on our Facebook page at Running Flat Radio. For more information about the runs that we talked about earlier today, go to runningflat.com. There's Le Chocolat, there's Canada Day, there's Run for Heroes that's open, and there's about five other runs that are opening up in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Until next week, keep running.
And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Yasinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.
Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.